could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Tiffany Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jeflin Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Lee Toporowski.
Here to answer your training questions, your behavior questions. If you have bird questions, or maybe hamsters, pick up the phone and give us a call. 818-818-6401 is the number. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There is no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat. And Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a healthy five-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats will fall in love with. You can get it at Vitacraft.us, Walmart.com, or in your pet stores. Also, Good Pets food supplements and treats are teaming up with us, Talkin' Pets, to give you 10% off. That's a discount price. If you put the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com. SCOE 10X, don't forget about that. It is the best odor eliminator, take it from me, that you will ever find. And I have cats and birds and other things. And this takes out any kind of odors, even mold or blood. I don't know if blood has an odor, but it'll take it out. But check it out. Also, if you're getting a 2026 calendar, don't forget, go to hotshitbookgroup.com. This is Talkin' Pets.
Welcome back. And in other news, recent scientific research has discovered that animals, originally thought to have only primary or instinctive emotions, are in fact capable of more complex secondary emotions. This discovery proves what animal lovers have known all along, that animals can feel pride, sympathy, jealousy, and most importantly, can fall in love.
Let's go.
Lexi, what's the name of that song?
Even hamsters fall in love.
They sure do sometimes.
And then they eat their babies. So, well. I had that happen, actually, when I was a kid. And I said this before, that I've had hamsters. And I had a male and a female. Mm-hmm. And she had young. And then they were eaten.
You're not supposed to keep them together.
Right, that's what I heard.
Yeah, they're not social.
So... does the dad eat them or the mother eats them?
I think the mother's stressed,
she'll eat
because
them.
He's there, she could.
And it's not like she really ate them. She decapitated them and, like, literally bit their limbs off and everything else.
Stress. Yeah, that's stress.
Well, thank God the human species isn't like that. I mean, I know
women
actually
go... Well, maybe we won't be overpopulated.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
That's the truth.
That's horrible.
But, I mean, you know, kids love hamsters, and I always recommend
yes.
a hamster as a first pet because...
It's a great pet.
They live about how long? 2 years?
2 years, and averagely speaking.
And then basically once they do pass, it's a good conversation to have with your child.
Without
to say,
a doubt.
This is what death is about before... You know, they lose somebody else
yes.
in the family.
When I had the store, people would come in and say, I need a hamster really quickly or a fish really quickly because I want to replace it before my kid gets home from school and sees that it died. And I would say, look, your kid is going to know that the pet died. So instead of fibbing to your kid, it's better to have a discussion about death now because this is an excellent introduction to the death conversation.
I've seen a commercial on TV like that where the dad gets home and he looks in the fishbowl
yes.
and there's no fish or something like that. And he goes to, he thinks that it jumped out or died or something.
Yes.
And then he goes to buy a fish And then he puts the new fish in the bowl, and here comes mom with the kid, and the kid took the fish to school as a...
Show and tell.
Show and tell.
Yes.
I've seen one where it's like, I'm going to say a rabbit. I don't remember what the pet was, but it wasn't quite a fish, and the pet appeared to be dead. Like, it was missing, so they went and replaced it, and then when the kid came back, they screamed because they're like, oh my gosh, it's a zombie! Because they knew that the pet died, and they had buried it, and then they...
Well, cartoons nowadays, they're all like zombie cartoons that kids watch and all, so...
Oh, trust me, I know.
It's bizarre. I mean, we had Bugs Bunny and Donald Duck and all those when we were kids.
They
but
still have stuff like that. There's
those
one,
are the best.
There's one, and I love it. It's called Grizzy and the Lemmings. I don't know if you know what a lemming is, but it's like a little rodent.
I love little lemmings.
They're so cute.
They're
they don't in the show. They're blue. They don't look anything like a lemming at all. But they're like little. They look like little hamsters.
Yeah.
But it's about this grizzly bear, like a typical like Tom or whatever. And then you got the lemmings, which are like the Jerry. And they just get into all this mischief or whatever. But there's no talking in it. That makes it on the bottom of the screen or whatever has like grunting in the parentheses or whatever, or the sound that they're making. But it's so cute, and I love it. Yeah. And my daughter does love that one.
So with the hamster, though, if she does give birth and you have a boy and a girl in there, separate the mom and dad.
Without a doubt, the mom and dad shouldn't be living together anyway. In most cases, there's different types of hamsters. So,
I think the original hamster came from Syria.
The Roborowski actually came from, believe it or not, Russia.
Russia.
Yes, but yes, they are from Syria.
Yeah,
the Syrian hamster is the original hamster that you see in the pet
store. They're so cute. Okay, maybe you can answer this question. Because I also thought, when I had my first hamster, his name was Fluffy. He was all white.
Yeah.
I was a kid. And Fluffy ended up having very huge butt. Which ended up, I found out, was the testicles.
Yes, yes.
Why are they so big on a hamster?
Because the hamster's so little. But I think, I don't know, that's the way they're made.
It's bizarre. So kids, that's not a butt. So I always thought
it was.
You were
also a kid, so it seemed like they were larger probably than...
They were quite large.
Well...
They're pretty big on a hamster.
Yeah,
but
the hamsters are little.
Yeah, I know.
So...
But... Anyway, we'll get off that subject.
Yeah.
But if you do have a hamster, is there a recommendation that you would recommend? They're great escape artists. I mean, hamsters can almost get out of anything.
Yes.
I mean, I had them in a fishbowl, and they got out, and I just had like a little screen on top. I didn't lock it or anything like that. I never thought, there's no way they're going to climb this wall. Somehow, they got up the wall and got out. And trying to find a hamster in a house is extremely difficult.
I had a
hamster. If you have a cat, it'll find it first.
My hamster used to get out all the time. For some reason, go into my parents' bedroom, and my mother had a chair next to the bed, a big, like, oversized chair, and it would go onto the arm of the chair and stare at my mother, and she'd wake
Are
up.
You serious?
Yes. And I don't know why. It was weird. And she would find my hamster because it would go to her room and, like, look at her like a cat demanding breakfast or something. It was so funny.
For some reason, my room was right next to the big bathroom in our house.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why. The hamster got out a couple of times. And it would get out and go into that bathroom. And in the cabinetry, underneath the bottom where the laundry chute, kind of, not a chute, but a laundry door or whatever it was, there was, like, a hole in the wood at the bottom. You couldn't see it, but it was there.
Right.
And I thought I heard something. It was right next to the toilet. So I thought I heard something there. And I was like, I put my finger up there. And I was like, ooh, that goes down. Like, it actually drops.
Right.
And or else goes back real far. So I tied up a comb onto a string. And I dropped the comb into the hole. You know that hamster climbed up the comb like a ladder?
That is so cute.
And got out and came out of the hole.
That's amazing.
But it was stuck down in that hole because, you know, I guess it must have been pretty deep, so it couldn't, like, get its way
out.
Yeah, so...
That was smart, John.
I was a kid.
That's smart.
Plus, my mom and dad were going to kill me if I didn't find this hamster.
Yeah, it would have died in there, and the whole house would have smelled.
Well, I would have gotten SCOBY 10X, although they probably didn't have it back then, but... Yeah. I'll tell you, I mean, hamsters are really cool. I do like them.
I love them.
What do you recommend food-wise for
them? Well, they're omnivores. So they have commercial, you know, food for hamsters. But what's excellent, when you go to your local pet store, you can get crickets. And they love crickets. And you can get small crickets because it's crickets, obviously, the hamster's small.
I don't think I ever gave them...
Most people don't realize that.
Yeah, I never knew.
But what's great is that it's excellent enrichment for them. So if you have it, I mean, obviously, if they're in a cage, the cricket could get out.
Right.
But if you keep them in...
like a habit trail?
Like, yeah, they would get out. But, like, if the cricket can't get out, it's excellent for their brain to, like, go, oh, I can chase this cricket. But they hay is really good for them. Like, timothy is excellent for their teeth. They grind it in their molars in the back, like rabbits. But nonetheless, they are omnivores. So, but there's commercially grade. And then leafy greens, carrots, celery... healthy foods.
I think when I was a kid, because we didn't have the research and, you know, stuff that we had now, I knew a little bit about it, but I think I gave them that, like the leafy stuff, the leafy greens and carrots and everything.
Yes.
Because we got to take a little break, but when we come back, I did want to ask you about their teeth with rodents in general. So when we come back, I'm going to ask Lee about teeth. So if you got a question, comment, give us a call, 818-818-6401. Name That Animal is coming up as well. This is Talkin' Pets.
Progressive knows there are two things RV owners love: to travel and relax. And they like to take both nice and slow. Just like this commercial. And what's more relaxing than the peace of mind knowing their RV is protected by Progressive? Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi friends, John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated, and it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today, and that's S-C-O-E, number 10X.com. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lick and Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on. And now, you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
You think you know a dinosaur, and then it turns out it had 3-foot spikes protruding from its neck, a weapon on its tail, and extravagant armor. The creature's presence some 165 million years ago is what is now Morocco has been known for years, but only now has the Spicomelis been revealed in all its bizarre beauty, forcing to rethink among scientists. This dinosaur is totally unlike anything else and we have ever seen, paleontologist Susanna Midmet told NBC News. She co-led a team of researchers studying the Jurassic era's beast fossilized remains in the Atlas Mountains near the Moroccan town of Bulmain. Their findings were published Wednesday in the journal Nature. The Spicomelis is the world's oldest ankylosaur, a group of wide-bodied, short-limbed, and heavy-armored herbivores that walked on 4 legs. Their evolution is shrouded in mystery due to a poor fossil record. According to the study, a single rib fragment described in 2021 offered our only partial view of the Spicomelis until now. As well as short spikes covering its back, the dinosaur had a pelvic shield and 2 large spikes poking out above its hips. It also had fused tail vertebrae that suggest a weapon at the end of its tail. The ornate armor may have served 2 roles, namely defensive against large meat-eating dinosaurs and as a display to attract mates, according to the study. We just couldn't believe how weird it was and how like any other dinosaur or indeed any other animal we know of, alive or extinct. This is truly one of the weirdest, wackiest dinosaurs I've ever seen. It has bony spikes protruding from all over its body like it's some kind of reptilian porcupine. If you were a meat-eating dinosaur living back in the Jurassic period, you would stay well away from this animal. It's a great example of how there are still so many new things to discover. Until these fossils were found, we had no inclination that any animal this fantastic had ever lived. Midmet, a study co-lead, said the discovery showed that a lot more research needs to be done in Africa, with countries like Morocco an untapped goldmine for dinosaur research. It is wildly undersampled compared to the other continents. Madmint said that the Spicomelis project, which actually began in 2018, faced several hurdles along the way, including the COVID-19 pandemic. Despite those challenges, the research project has provided to be a major step forward for science in Morocco. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join us on social media at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
What's your favorite dinosaur? So many of them to explore. So tell me what's your favorite dinosaur?
I saw its bones, Spicomelis.
Spicomelis.
Gosh, that was a lot.
You know, I got to tell you, though, I saw a picture of that dinosaur, and it was pretty fascinating.
Yes.
And she said at the end of the story, it was like, it'd be really hard for anybody to, like, attack that dinosaur because it did have spikes everywhere.
Everywhere.
Except for, I didn't see underneath. So, underneath the chassis might have been smooth. I don't know.
Yeah.
And if it was, that's probably how it got, something probably got into a fight with it, turned it over, and went right for the belly.
Like a hedgehog.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Do you see hedgehogs as pets anymore?
Yes.
I don't see a lot of hedgehogs.
I mean, I don't go into pet stores often because, you know, obviously, there's not a lot of mom-and-pop pet stores anymore,
no,
so you don't
not.
See,
yeah.
like, those kind of pets too much. But I still, I don't know, sometimes I see them, like, when I watch TV and I watch vet shows, and I see people bringing their hedgehogs in to the vets on TV. So,
well,
let the games begin!
Now, not to say that this is a hedgehog, because it is not. But if you can identify what animal makes this sound, not that I would know, but it sounds like, never mind. 818-818-6401, Lexi and Dan. 818-818-6401 in their red room. 818-818-6401, if you can identify this creature.
He wishes. We're married, John. You know what that means.
Yeah. No whips.
Nothing.
Yeah. 818-818-6401. This creature lives in families, and they live in the ground, in holes.
Oh, I think I know what it is.
And they always have a looker, a spotter, mm-hmm. for any kind of creatures. So
when they are so cute.
They are, I think they're kind of cute, actually. So what creature is it? 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. If you know what that is, pick up the phone and give us a call, and you can win a prize. You can go with Vitacraft and Lick and Lap. It's a creamy paste that your cats will love. Or you can go with Purr Sticks, which are like sticks, and you break them up and give them to your cat that way. You can go with Good Pets Foods, Daily Probiotic, Hip and Joint, and Multivitamin for your dogs. You can go with a book that we have, and it is called The Omnivore's Deception. You can go with that book. You can go with a elephant bracelet we have, a collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets. We have a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. It's about reptiles, and it's a music CD. And we have a book from Chicken Soup for the Soul on dogs. We have an ink pen that has, it's really cool. It's from Silly Beads by Kayla. And it actually, it's a dog mom pen, and it's got the whole thing on it, dog mom and everything. It's really neat. And we also do have a keychain for a little boy. So if you want to have him use that, it's really cute too. 818-818-6401. Call Sydney, our producer there at CRN, and she will put you on the air with us if you know what this is.
I think I know.
Did you look at the picture?
No.
No? Okay. So what creature makes that sound?
I had a hamster one time.
It's not a hamster.
No, I know. But we had been talking about hamsters. I had a hamster. I named him Hammy. And
well,
he was...
That was invented. Not.
I know a lot of Hammies.
Well, have you ever seen Over the Hedge?
I love that cartoon.
Yeah, his name is Hammy. He's not a hamster.
One?
I don't know.
I think they did.
His name is Hammy, and he's not a hamster. He's a squirrel, and that's what I named him after. It was Hammy the squirrel, not Hammy the hamster.
I love squirrels.
You had a prairie dog at one time, didn't you?
I had
you?
Two prairie dogs. Yes, I did.
I remember back
Lucy
then you had
and
them.
Linus.
But they weren't super friendly, though, were they?
They were to me.
Not
but
to
very
else.
Protective, but not to anybody else, you because can... that's what happens. They bond with the person who takes care of them, who raises them. I'm part of their, you know,
pack,
and that's it.
Well, like the hamster, and I don't know about prairie dogs. I think they probably would. But the hamsters cheat. Like rabbits, they keep growing,
yes,
don't they?
Yeah.
And that's why you've got to put...
Rodents always grow.
Yeah, so you got to put something in there for them to chew on?
Like wood and hard food and things like that.
And what is that? It just keeps...
It gnaws down their teeth. Because if they overgrow, it can go right into the roof of their mouth or the bottom of their teeth. And they can't eat anymore, and it's very dangerous for them.
There you go. Make sure, rabbits, hamsters.
Mice, like fancy mice.
Mice. You have a mouse now, don't you?
I have a little mouse named Nibs.
Nibs?
She's black and white.
Oh, that's
I got
cute.
Her on Pet Finder.
Thank God you saved it from that snake.
Yeah, she was at a vet clinic.
818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call. I'm John Patch.
And I'm Lee Taborowski.
I'm Lexi Adams.
818-818-6401. What creature are we talking about? You always see them on, like, Nat Geo and stuff. They're pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
This is Talking Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Progressive knows when you're in your RV, you're already on vacation. That's when you become Vacation You, who just camped where there's absolutely no shade. Even though regular you burns easily. In fact, Vacation You burns too, but is too stubborn to admit it, which is why regular you gets in trouble at the dermatologist, because Vacation You doesn't do doctors.
So bundle your RV with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lick and Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us. Hearst Media Production Group today announced its new series, Lucky Dog Down Under, premiering on Saturday, October 4th on CBS. The original series, based on hit international format, The Dog House Australia, will be hosted by renowned animal trainer Brandon McMillan, the Emmy Award-winning host of the original Lucky Dog series. Apparently they didn't know my number. Lucky Dog Down Under will air weekend mornings on CBS as part of its CBS Weekend educational informational programming block. It will follow Lucky Dog reunions, creating a one hour block of the Lucky Dog franchise, which debuted in 2013. Lucky Dog Down Under captures the heartwarming stories of Australian shelter dogs as they transition from rescue and rehab to cherished members of loving families. Whether it's a scrappy terrier, an energetic kelpie, or a partially deaf cattle dog, audience will discover that second chances can transform lives on both ends of the leash. The Lucky Dog franchise has informed and captivated audiences for more than a decade. That, according to the Brian Kerb, who is the Hearst Media Production Group's Executive Vice President and General Manager. Taking viewers down under will add an international spin with uplifting stories told by America's favorite animal trainer. Since its inception in 2013, the Lucky Dog series has helped to rescue and rehab, train, and rehome more than 200 dogs. The show has received 3 Daytime Emmy Awards, 55 Telly Awards, 7 Parents' Choice Awards, and 5 Synopsis Kids Imagination Awards. For his work on the series, McMillan earned 2 Daytime Emmys for Outstanding Host in a Lifestyle, Travel, Children's, or Family Viewing Program. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
I can't stand a collar, it makes it hard to swallow, but where you go I'll follow, hey I'm a lucky dog. Well I can't get used to getting all this love and petting, you're about to spoil me rotten, hey I'm a lucky dog. I used to be a homeless hound, was running around up and down every street in town.
The introduction of the Greyhound Protection Act, H.R. 5017, in the U.S. Congress marks a significant step towards a nationwide ban of all greyhound race betting. This crucial legislation aims to prohibit betting not only on the few remaining races within the United States, but also on those held internationally, where animal welfare standards can be much weaker. By cutting off the flow of gambling revenue that fuels this cruel industry, the bill strives to put an end to greyhound racing once and for all. Greyhound racing continues to cause significant harm to dogs in the United States. Even as many tracks have shut down, thousands of greyhounds are still confined to cages, suffering from injuries, neglect, and frequently death, all for the sake of gambling. Without federal intervention, this cruelty will continue both within the U.S. and through American support for races abroad. This inherently cruel industry keeps dogs confined in small, stacked cages with little to no socialization or enrichment for up to 23 hours a day. On the track, they face constant risk of injury, broken legs, crushed skulls, spinal cord damage, and fatal collisions. Once their racing days are over, many are discarded or killed when they are no longer profitable. Despite the significant decline of live animal races in the U.S., the harsh reality is that American gamblers continue to sustain this inhumane industry by placing bets on greyhound races in countries like Mexico and Australia. These wagers support environments where oversight is minimal and conditions often exceed the cruelty levels already criticized within the U.S., keeping this greed-driven system alive. The Greyhound Protection Act seeks to eliminate a dangerous loophole, bringing an end to the exploitative practices of using greyhounds for profit. Given the widespread public opposition to greyhound racing and increasing awareness of the distress it inflicts, the time has come for lawmakers to act. Advocates for the bill are calling on Congress to champion animal welfare and justice. They encourage everyone to reach out to their representatives and urge them to co-sponsor the Greyhound Protection Act, H.R. 5017. By doing so, we can work together to put an end to this cruelty once and for all. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Lee Taborowski.
Hey, who's that sad little scrap of paper?
You really want to know?
I'm just a pill, yes, I'm only a pill, and I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill.
Bill, you certainly have a lot of patience and courage.
I guess. I mean, I got this far, but when I started, I wasn't even a bill. I was just an idea. Some folks back home decided they wanted a law passed, so they called their local congressman, and he said,
"You're right, there ought to be a law."
And he sat down, he wrote me out, and introduced me to Congress, and I became a bill. And I'll remain a bill until they decide to make me a law.
But I'm just a bill, yes, I'm only a bill, and I got as far as capital.
Have you ever heard this song before?
No.
It's from Legally Blonde.
Oh,
from the movie
okay.
Legally Blonde.
Yeah, with Reese.
Yeah, Reese Witherspoon. And funny movie.
Yeah,
I
cute.
Like both
it's
of them.
It's very cute. This is from Schoolhouse Rock.
Yeah, but it was on, actually. It was in the movie.
Yeah, but the original song is from Schoolhouse Rock.
Well, you would know that. You're a mom.
That was when I was a child. My kids have never watched Schoolhouse Rock.
I was old when you were a child.
Yeah.
So I never watched Schoolhouse Rock. I don't even think it existed.
I've never
when
heard
I was
of Schoolhouse Rock.
I have heard of it.
I don't know what it is.
It doesn't even show Legally Blonde.
So?
It does on the other picture.
I guess
though.
You're not always wrong.
I know.
But no, that's funny.
Because look, it's funny. It does. On the one picture, it has Legally Blonde, but when you click on it, it says Schoolhouse Rock.
Because I guess that's the originality of it, the original part.
I've never heard it in Legally Blonde, and I've seen it many times.
So an idea goes to a bill, and then a bill, if it goes through Congress, becomes a law.
A law.
Mm-hmm.
So, which hopefully this will become law.
I hope so, too.
Because it's about time.
Yeah. I mean, there are less and less greyhound racetracks around than there ever were.
There needs to be zero.
And greyhounds, if you adopt a greyhound that was a racer, they're great pets.
Wonderful, wonderful pets.
Yeah. I mean, granted, keep them on a lead when you're out. They see a bunny.
Yeah. A squirrel.
They're gone.
Another little dog.
In the house, though, they're like lap dogs.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they'll lay there on the couch with you and watch TV and everything else. So
I like the little ones.
Greyhounds are cool.
Greyhounds
you like
are wonderful.
The miniature greyhounds.
The Italian.
The Italian one.
They're gorgeous.
They're so cute.
Well, this is not a greyhound, but this sound belongs to a creature that you need to name.
Can I say where they're from?
And basically, they live in captivity. Their lifespan is about 12 to 14 years. Their gestation period, 70 to 77 days. They're herbivores, right? Yeah, herbivores.
They are not herbivores. They're actually carnivores.
Oh, are they really?
Very, very carnivore.
Okay.
Yeah.
They live in...
the Kalahari.
In the ground.
Yes.
In holes.
In burrows.
Tunnels.
In burrows that they dig.
And they do have a lookout.
A sentry.
Yes.
It's called a sentry.
So...
they have a few sentries. Like, the mob has a few of them.
It's also considered a... kind of like a small mongoose found in southern Africa, characterized by its broad head, large eyes, a pointed snout.
The female is in charge.
Long legs. You had to get that in there, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
A thin, tapering tail and a brindled coat pattern. And the head and body length is around 24 to 35 centimeters. They weigh about 0.62 kilograms. So... what creature is it? I think the sound kind of is like... I think it's like...
that's a difficult one. So it's good you gave so many clues.
Yeah, so you got to know what it is. Actually, a Racine Zoo just welcomed a whole family of them in Milwaukee. So
it's one of my favorite pets. You ask, it's not a pet. One of my favorite animals, rather.
Well, people do have them, though.
They shouldn't have them as pets. This is absolutely not supposed to be a pet at all.
But in captivity in like zoos and stuff, they usually live
for about conservation.
14 years.
Yes.
818-818-6401. You can win a prize if you know what we're talking about. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call, and win a prize. We want to send you something. So take a shot at it. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call if you know what it is. So we discovered that you have a mouse.
Yes.
What do you feed your mouse, by the way?
I feed her, well, there's mouse blocks as a staple, but then I feed her sunflower seeds, which is a little treat. I give her celery and carrots, and I'll give her blueberries and strawberries, like whatever fruits and vegetables I'm eating for the evening.
She'll eat?
She'll eat.
Do you,
not all of it, but she has her favorites.
Do you recommend getting like a friend for her or a partner?
When I first got her, she was very small. She was smaller than most mice, so they recommended that I did not because she might get bullied. But usually two female mice are great together. Male mice can fight, so they don't recommend two male mice together unless they grow up together and then they're compatible because they are social creatures, mice. So she does not have Nibs. My little girl does not have a playmate. However, I take her out, and she has a maze that I have for her, and she goes through the maze. And
does she make it all the way to the end?
Yeah, she's very quick at it.
That's
She's like mastered it. So it's not too enriching anymore for her, I don't think. But
she's mastered it.
She mastered it. But I have a big tank for her, and it's tall. And so what I do is I take paper towel. It's very cute, and I have a lot of different hiding places in there, and I change it up so that she always has to go through like paper towel rolls and toilet paper rolls, and she chews little holes in them, so she makes little hideouts for her own self, and she pops her head out, and it's adorable what she does.
The amazing part is like you can have an animal like that, even a hamster, and just create things like that to make it fun for them.
Yes.
And it's not going to cost you anything, especially after you're done in the bathroom.
Right.
So
Or your paper towels. I finish paper. And my coffee. Like, I have Keurigs, and so I get my Keurig boxes afterwards. The little, they come in little packages.
Oh, that's a good idea. Make like a little home.
I have two of them in there, and she lives in them.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to go out real quick to San Diego and KCBQ and Andrew. Andrew, what is this?
Well, I used to watch National Geographic in Meerkat Manor, so...
yes. That was the best show.
It was, actually.
That's my favorite show.
Yes.
And the host of that show was one of the hobbits from The Lord of the Rings.
Oh,
the little,
wow.
chubby guy.
That's interesting.
So yeah, I've got a book for you if you want to go with the book, The Omnivore's Deception. I don't know if you want to read that, but it's a hardcover.
I have a very finicky cat, and he attacks my ankles in the morning if I don't give him good wet food. So you've given me the
yeah, we have like, hold on and speak to Sydney because we got to go to a break. We'll be right back. Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X. And that's SCOE10X, the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
Today, there's some happy news. Earlier this month at Web Summit in Portugal, Visa doubled down on its commitment to digital creators, officially recognizing them as small businesses. The designation ensures creators can easily and securely pay and be paid with any of the financial tools, resources, and products Visa makes available to small businesses worldwide. With more than two-thirds of creators experiencing delays getting paid, Visa Direct is partnering with social media networks and marketplaces to help creators get payouts in real time to their debit card. Visa is also expanding its collaboration with Grammy-winning, Oscar-nominated artist Pharrell Williams, who's been a vocal advocate for empowering small businesses. These commitments build on Visa's support of the creator community, joining programs like Get Paid, Visa's social media series helping influencers turn their passions into profitable ventures. Visa hosted its first ever creator summit in Tokyo, where influencers connected with industry leaders and Visa experts to learn how to manage finances. For more on supporting creators and small businesses, visit Visa.com.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033, or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
They look, move, and even smell like the kind of furry Everglades marsh rabbits a Burmese python would love to eat. But these bunnies are robots meant to lure the giant invasive snakes out of their hiding spots. It's the latest effort by the South Florida Water Management District to eliminate as many pythons as possible from the Everglades, where they are disseminating native species with their voracious appetites. In Everglades National Park, officials say the snakes have eliminated 95% of small mammals as well as thousands of birds. Removing them is fairly simple. It's detection. "We're having a really hard time finding them," said Mike Kirkland, lead invasive animal biologist for the Water District. The robots are simple, toy rabbits, but retrofitted to emit heat, a smell, and to make natural movements to appear like any other regular rabbit. "They look like a real rabbit," Kirkland said. "They are solar powered and can be switched on and off remotely. They are placed in small pens monitored by a video camera that sends out a signal when a python is nearby. Then I can deploy one of my many contractors to go out and remove the python," Kirkland said. "The total cost per robot rabbit is about $4,000, financed by the Water District." Pythons are not native to Florida, but have become established in the swampy subtropical Everglades by escaping from homes or by people releasing them when they become overgrown pets. A female python can lay between 50 and 100 eggs at a time, with a gestation period of 60 to 90 days. It's not easy to find definite estimates of the number of pythons in Florida. The U.S. Geological Survey recently reported a ballpark number of tens of thousands, while other official estimates run as high as 300,000 snakes. They have few natural enemies, although they are occasionally confronted with alligators and other predators, such as bobcats and coyotes, that actually will eat their eggs. Since 2000, more than 23,000 of the snakes have been removed from the wild. The Wildlife Commission said, "The robot rabbits are the latest attempt to tackle snakes, and that average between 10 and 16 feet in length when fully grown. Every invasive python that is removed makes a difference for Florida's environment and its native wildlife. Each year, the commission holds a Florida Python Challenge that carries cash prizes for most pythons caught, the longest snake, and so forth. This year, 934 people from 30 states took part in the effort in July, capturing 294 pythons with a top prize of $10,000 to a participant who bagged 60 of the reptiles. It's too early to determine how successful the Robot Rabbit Project will be, but officials say initial results are a cause for optimism. Reporting, I'm John Patch.
So if you see me acting strangely, don't be surprised.
So have you seen this story yet on those rabbits?
No, I have not.
To me, they don't necessarily look real.
I haven't seen them.
But they're cool. And you don't have to worry about a real rabbit being eaten.
Right.
You know, by the snake or kept in a little box because it's kind of like a little pen they have them in.
$4,000 per rabbit.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money. But I guess if
for
it has
robotic,
heat.
Yeah, it has heat. And it's kind of cool the way they find the snakes that way, though.
Right.
Because snakes, you know, even though there's that many of them out there.
I can't believe how many there are now.
That's tons.
That's a
and
lot.
And they got there from people like letting them go and all.
Mm-hmm.
Too many people do that with pets. If they don't want it,
it's ridiculous.
They let it go. And I know you're a bird lover. I love birds, yes. But I will never, ever have a large bird again.
No.
I would have small birds, like the finches or a parakeet or something like that. But I don't believe in the large birds being kept in the cages.
I have two of them.
And that's what changed my mind. But I take care of them and everything like that.
They get
good food and they, you know, I feed them. Like, not only the seed, which is almost a little bit like candy to them, but they get veggies.
Yes.
They get grapes and blueberries and strawberries and everything, too.
That's good.
And now I've got an Amazon and you know, Zachary, the African gray, which their language is pretty...
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Alex, Pepperbirds. Remember Diane Pepperberg, Dr. Pepperberg?
Very little.
Okay.
That was way back.
Yeah. And then she... I can't remember her... She had Alex... who died, I believe, in 07. But then she also, and I can't remember her other bird. She does research on African grays. And so she got another African gray, who I believe she still has.
Now I know who you're talking about.
And, yes, and she does language acquisition, and they...
It's amazing
It's incredible.
And, you know, my Amazon will scream, and he'll say things... But not like in sentences, like Zach will, African gray.
Right. And he's mean.
African gray, he talks in sentences.
Yeah.
Come here, Winter.
And you know what amazes me with these birds is that they can identify my cat.
Oh, yeah. They know which one is which.
Right.
He'll see Winter walking, which is the all white one, and he'll go, come here, Winter.
Yes.
And then she will jump up sometimes to look at him. I don't know if she does it anymore. This was a couple years ago.
They don't bother each other.
Okay.
The two of them.
She used to jump up and look in his cage. Not bothering, just looking. And he's calling her over, and then he'd go over and try to bite her. I'm like, you're such a jerk.
They're very smart. They're like 7-year-old children.
Yeah. You're right about that.
Yeah.
I mean, he is like a child. But I'll tell you, that language is amazing.
It's amazing.
But I have a white cat, like Lexi said, and I have the black cat, Shadow, which he calls Shadow. And when Shadow walks into the room, he knows right away it's her.
Right. They're
incredible. And then we have Summer, the speckled one, and he knows each cat. It's amazing how smart he is.
I'm sure he knows who I am, too, because his eyes get real pinpointed, like he wants to eat me.
Well, we got to say goodbye, you know, for this hour of the program. Thanks for joining us. And Andrew actually did win. It was Meerkat, which was the animal sound. And I think we're sending him the purr sticks, because he hasn't tried those. But thanks to everybody for joining us. Don't forget to spay and neuter your pets and help control the pet population. If you're looking to... adopt a pet, please go to your local rescue or shelter and get one there. Lee, it's great to have you back.
Thank you. It was wonderful.
Views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.